The prosecutor of the International Criminal Court says he will investigate last month's deadly crackdown on opponents of Guinea's military ruler, Captain Moussa Camara. At least 157 people were killed and 1,200 injured on September 28th when security forces in the West African nation attacked tens of thousands of protesters calling for Camara to step down. Richard Moncrief is International Crisis Group's West Africa director. He told Irene Lagan the political situation in the country is fragile.
Well, as far as I understand, the violence continued for a day or two after the events of 28th of September with the military going into some of the poor suburbs of Conakry. But apart from that, over the last 2.5 weeks now, there hasn't been a significant level of violence in Conakry. But they've been terrorised before by the army under the previous president. The army did very similar things. In February 2007, the army went on the street and shot unarmed protesters, killing about 100. And it seems that the population are prepared to come back out on the streets, such as their desire for change. And it does appear that the military leaders are determined to hang on. We'll know more this weekend when there is the deadline for the African Union ultimatum. The African Union has demanded that the junta leaders put in writing that they will not stand in forthcoming elections. If they do so, then there is potential for progress to be made. If they don't, then I think that the international community needs to take a very hard line with them and start to implement personal sanctions against members of the junta.